This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, and a happy Election Day to you. Today you will hear about how Christian worship services are being broken up in Wales. Walmart is actually putting guns back on the shelves just in time for Election Day and whatever may follow. Cruise lines can begin thinking about cruising again. James Bond has died, a shooting in Vienna, and Kamala Harris has a devotional video just in time for that election. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. That's news@crosspolitic.com. And thank you to everyone who's been sending them in. And also, thank you for correcting my pronunciation. From a listener in Wales, Christian worship services are being broken up.
So we're at church right now, and the police just showed up. And so they've knocked on all the windows and all the doors. They've shined flashlights. So please pray for us right now. So I'm just letting you know that that's what's happening. This is in Cardiff. We're not even in a third world country right now. This is in Cardiff. Here they are.
I don't like being filmed, but you can get your phones out. I don't care. Obviously, the coronavirus wears regulations for headbeds. Gatherings within a public, within a private place, are more than six people not of the same household.
It's an awful regulation.
Mate, I'm not going to get into the legal arguments over there. Yeah, the fact is, obviously, we've had phone calls here from members of the public who are concerned that they've seen people coming here and obviously breaching these regulations. The regulations that the men are saying that people need to stay at home. And obviously prohibiting gatherings indoors, more than six people, not in the same household.
Okay.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is to leave and obviously worship at home or worship in other ways, however you obviously wish to seek it. Just give it 17 days, wait for this to blow over, and go from there. All right?
This is really strange, and I say it respectfully. Yeah. We love you guys as police officers. Yes. We are, and we're not law-breaking people. Please hear me. But when they say to us that it's illegal to come and worship our God, this is the West. Forgive me. This isn't the nation somewhere off in the distance, somewhere else.
You're not saying something that's worshiping God, though, are you?
Respectfully, they say it's illegal to gather as believers, and it's illegal to sing. Yeah. That's what they told me.
I'm not going to.
Obviously, we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Wales. Praise God for that. Faithful pastor's words to those officers. Walmart is putting guns back in their stores. From the Wall Street Journal last Friday, the retail giant announced that they were pulling guns and ammo from their stores to prevent looting. Presumably, this is a response to the Walmart in Philadelphia getting crazy looted after the shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. last week. Walmart made this decision, and many Walmarts across the country immediately saw empty shelves. Then Walmart said that the guns were actually still available for purchase upon request, just not on display. Walmart had made a similar move over the summer after the riots and protests erupted over the George Floyd killing. However, as the incidents in Philadelphia did not seem to be spreading as they did earlier in the summer, Walmart has told its stores to feel free to put the guns back out on display. So check your local stores and see if that's the case. The CDC lets the no sale order expire. From the Wall Street Journal again, the CDC's no sale order for cruise voyages expired Saturday. Remember, the Diamond Princess cruise ship that famously had one of the early outbreaks of COVID-19, leading to the canceling of most cruises, maybe all of them in the world, I'm not sure, ever since. The ship, the Diamond Princess, had 3,700 passengers that had left from Hong Kong and made several stops in the South Pacific before finally returning back to Hong Kong. According to the CDC, among the 3,711, to be exact, Diamond Princess passengers and crew, 712, 19%, had positive test results for SARS-CoV-2. Of these, 331, 46.5%, were asymptomatic. Interesting. At the time of testing, among 381 symptomatic patients, 37, 9%, required intensive care, and 9, 1.3%, died. Infections also occurred among three Japanese responders, including one nurse, one quarantine officer, and one administrative officer. As of March 13, among 428 U.S. passengers and crew, 107, 25% had positive test results for COVID-19. 11 U.S. passengers remain hospitalized in Japan with a median age of 75 years old, including 7 in serious condition, again, median age of 76. I could not find the figures, but I'm guessing that the median age of those who had died, those 9, the 1.3%, was also in a similar range. Currently, all the major cruise operators have canceled cruises through November, and Dr. Martin Setrin, or Ketrin, director of the CDC's Division of Global Migration and Quarantine, explained that cruise applications will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis and said, quote, "No one is saying we're going to just blindly enter into back-to-normal booking sailings without any changes," unquote. Well, what a relief that is. Initially, itineraries will be limited to just 1 week, with all operators and passengers tested for COVID-19 at the beginning and the end of voyages. The CDC will also be checking to make sure that they are eating all of their vegetables at all of their meals and brushing their teeth every night before going to bed. Why not just let people decide for themselves? Why not let cruise lines take whatever precautions they think wise and let customers decide who they trust? You know, have them sign forms. They're putting their lives on the line, like, you know, I don't know, scuba diving or skydiving. I mean, you know, there are death rates involved in these things, and people do it all the time, and they take their lives in their hands and they say, yep, we know this is a risk we might take. Why not just let it go? Why not just let it go back to normal? Why must businesses be babysat? Oh, right. Because the American people have asked for a nanny state. A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast Conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. If you're not already a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. Become a member, get access to all of these talks, as well as hours and hours of other backroom conversations, discussions, pastors and politics. We've got also Eschatology with Gary DeMar and God and Government, also with Gary DeMar, backstage discussions with Vodi Bakum, Jared Longshore, Tom Askell, and more. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com. Have you been to rowdychristian.com yet? You can get shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, post-mill coffee, and more. rowdychristian.com. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. Go to flfnetwork.com, click on product, Fight Laugh Feast magazine, find it, subscribe your friends, subscribe your pastor, you know you want to do it. Sean Connery died this last weekend at age 90. Sean Connery, the actor who originated the role of James Bond, had dementia in the last few months of his life. His wife, Micheline Roquebrune, told the Daily Mail, "Mr. Connery died this weekend at age 90 at his home in the Bahamas." Ms. Roquebrune, who was married to Mr. Connery for 45 years, said the actor was not able to express himself in the months leading up to his death. "It was no life for him," she said. "At least he died in his sleep, and it was just so peaceful. He had dementia. It took its toll on him. He got his final wish to slip away without any fuss. One hopes that Mr. Connery knew his maker and was ready to meet him. It is now enjoying the best martini he's ever tasted, shaken, not stirred." There's been a shooting in Vienna. According to the Associated Press, the Vienna Ambulance Service says there have been fatalities in an attack in the Austrian capital late Monday. The Austria Press Agency quoted Ambulance Service spokesman Daniel Melker saying there were several dead and injured, though he was unable to provide a specific number yet. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister told the Associated Press that he saw at least one person fire shots at people sitting outside bars in the street below his window. "They were shooting at least 100 rounds just outside our building," Hofmeister said. "All these bars have tables outside. This evening is the last evening before the lockdown," he added. "As of midnight, all bars and restaurants will be closed in Austria for the next month, and a lot of people probably wanted to use that evening to be able to go out." Apparently, some people wanted to use that evening for great harm. Authorities believe there were several attackers involved, and it was still ongoing as of this recording. One report has said that one attacker has been killed and another could be on the run. Vienna police urge people to avoid all open spaces and public transport in the city. Police said trams and buses weren't stopping and urged social media users not to post videos of the ongoing police operation so as not to endanger officers. Last up, Kamala Harris shares new campaign video, I don't know, devotional, comparing equality and equity.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still gonna be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
Equity means we all end up at the same place. That is, of course, the goal of Marxism, and it's interesting that she releases the video on the day before the election, but it's also called trying to play God. And freedom-loving people should hate anything that smells like that. When people start playing God, well, trying to play God, we should say, terrible things happen. But also, this kind of equity crushes true and glorious diversity. I thought the Democrats were the party of diversity. Differing abilities and opportunities bring out, yes, different results. And different results are, well, different glories and strengths in different people. And this doesn't mean that no one needs any help, but the answer isn't just government handouts or handouts from anybody. Some people need friendship. Some people need training. Some people need a short-term loan. Some people need 9 miles of bad road. Some people truly do need emergency assistance, and everybody needs to have the forgiveness of sins and the righteousness of Jesus and justification and a church family. And in that context, various differences in ability and opportunity actually become opportunities for different glories. Why do we all need to arrive at the same place? What a lame, boring world that would be. Even heaven is pictured as a place with different rewards, different mansions, different glories, different crowns, and all to the glory of the King. This is Toby Sumpter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles you think we could cover or should cover at news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this on all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. Get your own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt. And of course, access to all that archive material, including the talks from our most recent conference. Become a member at fightlaughfeast.com. Have a great day.